first time I went to Iraq was with the International Action Center. The second time I went in December 2001 was on a Voices delegation. Now, Voices delegations are usually pretty straightforward. You know, there'll be a small group of people, you know, definitely usually fewer than 10, and we'll bring in whatever medical supplies we can carry with us, or maybe some school supplies or something like that, and then we'll go immerse ourselves among the ordinary people. We do a lot of staying at houses. We do a lot of getting to know Iraqi civilians. You know, we do a lot of try to experience some of the day-to-day life, get a better on-the-ground perspective get a good on-the-ground perspective that way. And so when I was there last, which was December 2001, when I was there last, I spent a considerable amount of time staying in the house of a woman named Haider. Now, the tradition is, in Arabic, in Western world, last names come from paternal lineage. Like, if my father is Joseph, then, you know, my last name is Josephson. You know, at least that's the origin of our names, if you understand what I'm saying. In Iraq, in the Arab world, I don't know about all the Arab world, but in a lot of the Arab world, it's the opposite. If you have a kid named Joseph, well, then the father will refer to himself as Abu Joseph or Abu Yusuf. He'll take on the name of the next generation. And if you're a mother of a child named Joseph, then you'll call yourself Joseph, which means Mother Joseph. So, anyway, in Iraq, it's become real common for all these adults to be something and Abu something, because, well, when one of their kids dies, like, they take their kid to the hospital for his third chest infection in the last year. For the third time that year, the antibiotics will all of a sudden, there'll be a shortage, or they can't get their hands on the right antibiotics for this type of chest infection, and well, then the kid will die, thanks to sanctions. The ordinary medicines that, you know, they should have access to and used to have access to, and they do have access to if they want to sell everything they own and try to find them on black market. Anyway, so the medicines you'd normally have access to as part of the developed, you know, modern world are very often unavailable. So some kid's gonna die from an infection. It's a very common thing over there. And so it's a very common thing that there's a lot of Abus and Ooms over in Iraq. You know, say your kid dies of this chest infection, your child's name's Ibrahim. Well, you're going to call yourself Abu Ibrahim from now on if you're the father, or Ibrahim if you're the mother.